Welcome back to Beyond the Filter podcast. I'm Paulina.
And I'm Alexis.
And get ready for a rambling session.
All about Coachella.
I didn't go.
You basically went from how much you watched.
Yeah, this is mainly going to be your chance to vent, share what happened, and I'm going to ask questions. So I've only ever been to Coachella once in my life, which was last year.
Mm-hmm.
We camped, you and I.
Yeah.
And that was your first time camping.
And I'm never doing that again.
She said she's never doing it again. I have a different take, which we'll go over later. But I watched all the live streams.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like I was there. And we were texting the whole time.
Yeah.
So, where do you want to start? This is your experience.
Well, I don't even know. Was this my fourth Coachella? Third Coachella?
When was your first one? When Beyonce went?
Yeah. But I know I missed a year. Wait, this is my fourth. Yeah. Because I saw Beyonce, and then it was Harry, and then it was Bad Bunny.
You didn't go when Ari went.
No, that was the 1 year I missed. Okay, that so rude?
That was 2019.
Yeah, that was so rude. I know,
that's crazy. But that was during her Sweetener tour, which we did go to. So
yeah, that's true. Valid. We went twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I guess that makes
sense. It's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know.
What was the lineup that year, I wonder? Because there was a reason why I didn't go.
For 2019?
Let's look it up.
I remember it was Ari and I think Tame Impala.
Oh, that's probably why I was like, meh.
Yeah. I watched the live stream for that one.
For Tame Impala?
No.
Oh.
For Ari.
I was like, oh.
I don't think I watched anybody else except for her. I didn't care.
Okay. I need to look it up. Oh. Wait. Why didn't I go this year? It was kind of good.
Why didn't you go?
Oh, my God. YG was there.
YG. Oh, my God. We would have been throwing it back.
Oh, my God. Wait. Wait, I'm actually so upset. Okay, it was, what's his name? Donald Glover, Childish Gambino.
Oh, yeah, I forgot he has two names. Yeah.
Okay, so it was him, DJ Snake. Hello.
Oh, welcome back.
Yeah.
He went this year.
Okay, Blackpink. I don't really listen to them, but I think it was before they were, like, really big.
So last year was their second year going.
Yeah, wait, what the heck? Anderson .Paak? Paak?
Oh, he went this year, too.
He performed this year?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Where was I?
He brought out somebody.
I didn't know he performed this year.
That or somebody brought him out. But he was there this year.
Casey Musgrave? See, why
didn't
why didn't you go? Okay.
What were you doing? Look up at your phone what you were doing in April 2020.
What was I doing in April 2019? Should I type it in? I think that's probably the fastest way to find it. April 2019.
I was in Thailand.
Where so that's was valid I?
Why I didn't go.
I literally did nothing. I just have pictures of my dog. That's it.
Maybe you didn't have anybody to go with that year because the first year you went somebody you weren't super close with at the time.
Yeah, maybe that like traumatized me a little.
Yeah.
Okay, because...
Yeah, you were by yourself a lot that year.
I don't know. Rosalia performed that year.
Oh my God, before she was like huge.
Yeah.
Was her name all small?
Yeah.
How cute.
Fisher, which... Chris Lake? Wait, what the heck?
Oh, my God.
Wait, I'm kind of upset reading this.
If they were to redo this lineup, who were the headliners?
Childish Gambino, Tame Impala, Ari.
Okay. I feel like if they redid that, it would sell out real quick.
Yeah, because, okay, so that was Friday. Mm-hmm. Saturday, J Balvin, Billie Eilish.
Wait, this is really good.
Please, Wiz Khalifa.
I saw him in concert before.
When?
You know how the radios, they host those like
The 9-3 or like something similar
they host
like
those,
that?
Like events where a bunch of artists come and he was there.
Oh my God.
It was like one of the Christmas ones, like the Jingle Ball or something.
Please. Oh my God. Khalid.
Oh.
Zed. Oh, Bad Bunny was Sunday. YG. I would have
been
going out. Playboi Carti also would have been.
That would have been a really good one. Let's redo that one and bring it for 2025.
I know, what the heck, because I'm even reading like the smaller names and like they were still good.
And is it people that are like bigger now?
Yeah,
that's so funny.
Wow. I'm just gonna pretend I like didn't.
Let's pretend we didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the 1 year I missed, because then I think 1 year they skipped because of COVID, because I remember I had bought a ticket and they canceled it.
2020 probably.
Mm-hmm. And then I saw Harry Styles, and then last year was Bad Bunny, and then now I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say that I'm like a Coachella veteran, kind of?
I think so.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I know how it works.
You get it.
Yeah. Like, I know how they run this show.
Let's talk about your outfits.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm like, where do I start?
Talk about the idea behind them, because you guys should go to her Instagram if you haven't.
A little shameless self plug.
Yeah, go to her Instagram.
Go follow me on Instagram.
Her outfits, like,
I think this was my best year.
For sure.
I got so many compliments and I'm like, how do I up it next year?
No, and she has the blisters to prove it. I do. On her feet. Like, that's when you know the shoes were good.
No, literally. I guess for my Friday outfit, I wanted to recreate one of Sabrina's outfits.
Which you did.
I ate that up. No. I got it down to the T. The skirt, the shirt.
Like, ugh, it was perfect. Perfect.
It was so good. I originally wanted to wear something different, but then I saw that outfit online. I forgot from what music festival it was for. Mm-hmm. But for context, for those listening, it was like a heart cutout crop top tee. Well, not even a tee, just a crop top.
Yeah, like type. A bustier kind of.
Yeah. And then it was like this hot pink mini skirt that kind of was like giving aluminum foil.
No, but it looked basically identical.
Yeah.
To the one that she wore on the Eras Tour.
I honestly think it might have been the same skirt.
It was perfect.
Yeah, because I was like, wait, this looks extremely like it.
It was a good one.
And so I wore that with these white boots that had pink hearts on them.
So cute.
So cute.
But
traumatized me. I have the biggest blisters on my feet from them. And before any of you come for me and be like, well, that's why you don't wear boots at a festival. One, I wanted a cute pic.
Which two, you did get a cute picture.
I didn't think I'd be running to her set.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
And then let's also talk about how you found out you had a blister, because
that's
important.
That's dramatic. So Sabrina went on at 6 and it was only an hour long set. And I wanted to see young Miko at 4:40 or whatever, which Paulina told me I didn't miss out on anything. So it makes me feel better.
No, I was doing laundry while watching. It was a crazy weekend over here.
I feel like I was folding my clothes.
No, so we were watching Young Miko. And, like, I've never been a huge fan of Young Miko. Like, I know she puts out good songs, but I'm just not, like, a huge fan of hers. And regardless, I wanted to watch her performance because it's still Young Miko. And so we were watching her performance, and it was so boring. Like, I was telling Alexis earlier, we tried to not ramble about Coachella.
No,
we wanted to save it for the podcast, but leave us alone. But anyway, so I was telling Alexis, like, I feel like Coachella is such a great way to gain new fans. Like, when I went last year, I learned about a lot of people that I had never heard of before.
Yeah.
And also, like, downloaded songs from people that I, like, oh, I've heard of them, but I'm not, I don't listen to them on the daily. So, like, there's still so many songs of theirs that I didn't know, but I ended up liking while I was there. So it's, like, not about only going for your favorite artists. I feel like it's also about learning about new people.
Yeah.
And her set was just, like, not giving anything. It was like the backtrack was so loud, it just sounded like she I don't know, you know how sometimes when people are like, mostly rappers I would say,
yeah,
they don't sing their part, they just kind of like poke in every and once like, in a while and like they'll say a few lines and then just let the song start playing,
yeah,
and they're like constantly pointing their mic to the crowd
like, and, like, to sing it for them.
Yeah, and that's what was happening, where I was like, I'm sure you're out of breath because you're a rapper. Like, you know, it's a lot.
You know who didn't, though? But Ice Spice, which we'll get into
that's
later.
That's what I'm... Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't... If you can't perform, don't.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was just... It was ridiculously boring. But I was like, seriously? Like, you're not giving anybody new a reason
to, like, listen to you.
No. I don't know. This might be a hot take, but I'm like... Maybe she should just stay as being, like, the features.
Yeah.
Because some people, like Bebe Rexha, for example.
That's true.
She had a great performance, don't get me wrong. She's not a great person.
Her set was actually pretty good.
No, I know, but as a person, she's not great.
Yeah.
Which, go on TikTok and just look it up.
That's
if you
crazy.
Want. She's not a nice person. But anyway, like, most of her stuff is as a feature, you know? But she's a really good performer.
Yeah.
Young Miko was not giving that. I was like, you're not missing out, girl.
Yikes, yeah.
That was a hot take. I know a lot of people like her, but...
I like her, but, I mean, from the clips I saw on TikTok, it didn't look like much.
And for it to be, like, 90 degrees and you're standing out there, it's, like,
yeah,
give something. Mm-hmm. And she, what I was telling Alexis too, she didn't talk like to the crowd at all either. Like, I think a couple times she said stuff. I don't know. I was like, you're just not giving anybody new a reason to want to listen to you. I feel like unless you're a big fan and you know her songs, and like, yeah, I'm sure you had a great time, but it was just kind of boring.
She also like kicked off Coachella in a way. Because I think she was the first or second person to go on that stage.
Yeah, and it's Friday. Mm-hmm. It's like, why aren't you more hyped? Like, it's yeah, just, she didn't look hyped. That's what it was. It was just the energy was really low. That's what it was.
I feel like her energy is always kind of like...
Is that how she is?
I think so. Well, she looked more hype at Bad Bunny's concert when she came out.
She did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Hmm. But no, I was like reassuring Alexis while she was on the shuttle because she was so upset that she didn't make it. Literally. And I was like, I promise you did not miss anything. Yeah.
Yeah, so what had happened is I think our Airbnb was like 25 minutes from Coachella, like itself, but obviously with traffic, it was like longer. And so basically I was running late because the stupid shuttle took forever to come pick us up. And then the drive there was already like 25 minutes itself on top of traffic going in. And I kept checking the maps because I'm like, I swear to God, if I miss Sabrina, I'm going to be so pissed and just want to go home at this point.
She was like sending me screenshots.
No, literally, I like kept looking at the maps. I'm like, how close are we? How close are we? And then like we passed like this one elementary school and I was like, okay, I know we're close because like I recognize the school like before you turn in to like go to the shuttle like area. And so Sabrina went on at 6 and I think like literally when we got there it was like 5:35. Granted, I still have to go through security, scan my wristband, and then the fat walk to the main stage itself.
Was there a long line to get in?
A little security? Bit, yeah.
I mean, it's like prime time and it's they the first weren't day.
Like checking bags, but it was still kind of like backed up.
Yeah,
because they just
security there is like freaks me out that they're yeah not. Disneyland is more secure.
Yeah. I know, because like one night I walked in with like a water bottle and they didn't even care.
Oh yeah, last year I was constantly sneaking water bottles yeah in my jacket.
I was like, oh.
I don't love it because of the world we live in now.
Yeah.
And
especially with a music festival that big.
That's what I was gonna say, like there's so many things that happen at music festivals now, like what happened in Vegas and everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, last year I was really,
yeah,
I had to talk to Kali because I was like panicking a little bit at one point. Mm-hmm. And I was like, if you're I like, could take a water bottle, I don't know, like are these metal detectors on?
Yeah,
it just freaked me out.
Yeah,
it's so big.
It is.
And there's so many like important people there too.
They only checked bags on Sunday, like for me.
Yeah.
They didn't even really check my bags. I had a fanny pack. So they were just like, oh, just go through.
I hate that.
Yeah, I was like,
no, check everything. Yeah. Pat me down. I want like, it that's kind of weird. Anyway,
so by the time I get off this bus and go through security and my wristband and get to the main stage, it was like 5:55. Like, literally made it. And so I was sprinting in these boots, literally running so fast and then slash walking fast, and
oh, that's so funny.
We get to her set like just in time, and so I'm like standing there, you know, having a great time at her set, and my friend Ivan and I were walking to like this big polo sign that they have, you know what I'm talking about, mm-hmm, to like meet up with our other friends. And on Friday I brought like those backpacks with like the water spout. Oh my god. And then to top off Friday, okay, the backpacks where you can drink the water out of,
yeah,
my cap falls off, so I can't even utilize the water.
What cap?
Like, the little cap that you, like, suck the water out of.
Oh.
It literally
fell off.
So you
couldn't even use the straw?
No, I couldn't even use it the whole weekend. So that was that.
You didn't find it?
No, I must have dropped it or it came off somewhere.
That's and terrible.
We're, like, waiting for our friends to, like, meet us at the polo sign. And so, like, whatever, they get there. And I'm like, I'm going to take off my shoes now. Like, it's been long enough. And I'm just going
to your photo.
Yeah, I was good. Like, I got my pics. And yeah, I'm just going to put my boots in the locker. I take off my shoe. And at the time, I didn't feel anything hurting. So I was just like, okay, whatever. And I take off my left boot. And then I take off my right. And I'm like, oh, that's weird.
Like, it's a little moist.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, it's like red. And then it hit me that both of my feet are bleeding. And I'm like on the ground, like about to put my tennis shoes on, and I look up at my friend Melissa and I'm like, I think I need to go to the medical tent because my socks were full of blood. I had pink socks on and the whole corner was like red and like dried blood at that point.
Oh my God.
And so our friends wanted to go see someone else. I forgot who. And so Melissa was like, oh, we can go to the lockers, or like go to the medical tent and then go to the lockers, put your boots away. And so we go into the medical tent and I like tell the lady, she's like, oh, what's wrong? I was like, my feet are bleeding. And some other girl was in there with blisters from her shoes. So I'm like, I know I'm not the only like dumb bitch here doing that.
Everybody wears like uncomfortable shoes.
Yeah.
At Coachella because of the pictures.
Yeah. It's like you either like change in them or you just suffer.
Yeah.
And so as soon as like I took off my socks, I like got so nauseated.
Because of how gross it was?
It was like my raw skin, like on my left. Like that's how much it dug when I was running.
Ugh.
And my mom was like, you didn't even like feel the pain? I was like, no. Or else maybe I would have like.
Wait, let me read the text that you sent.
Oh my God, yes. I sent a text to Paulina and my mom in like a group chat.
She was like, it was 7:40 p.m. On Friday, 40 minutes after Sabrina set.
Yeah.
And she goes, day one of Coachella, and I had to go to their medical room because my feet were bleeding from blisters. And she said, Melissa, which is our friend, she put, Melissa's a real one considering she put the antibiotic on my feet and gave me her socks. And then I was like, already? And then she goes, I only had the boots on for an hour.
No, literally, like maybe 2 hours the most, now that I think of it. But I'm like, that's it.
And then she goes, now my pinky toes are wrapped and I'm in pain. And then I was like, thanks for the update.
It's like, we're there too. That's what you said.
That's what I said. I was like, it's like, we're there with you.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Melissa's a real one because I sat down on this chair. I don't know why the EMT didn't put the antibiotic on for me.
Wait, he made you do it?
Yeah, she just gave me the packet and a Q-tip and was like, here.
I'm like, that's your job. You're the nurse.
And like,
no, I can't with that stuff either. It's so gross.
It was so deep. And I think Melissa knows that I'm like, with that stuff. Yeah. And so she's like, do you want me to put it on? I was like, no, you don't have to if you don't want to.
But she did.
She did. She's a real one. And that's, I was so telling nice, my mom. Would
we would both like pass out.
No, literally, I'm like, I need the EMT to do this. This is what you're getting paid for.
I know.
I told my mom, I was like, I swear, every time Melissa and I go on like a trip away from home, like it's a true testament of a friendship. Really? Because something always happens.
That's so funny.
And she said the same thing. She was like, no, literally, why does this always happen to us? And so
she's so real.
And then she gave me her socks too, and I'm like, well, I don't want you to get blisters. And she was like, oh, it's fine, I'll deal with it. And I'm like, are you serious?
So she didn't wear socks?
No.
What was she wearing?
She was wearing her Nike Air Forces. So I think she had the broken end.
They're pretty comfy and they're like kind of loose.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And so I felt so bad because I was like, dang, can I like buy socks here somewhere?
Yeah.
Do
they?
No. Didn't find any. I'm like, but you have a bunch of shirts and sweaters. Anyways, so that was that. I was in pain the whole weekend.
It's actually kind of surprising that they don't have socks.
You would think.
Yeah. Imagine like a little vending machine of socks. Like, I feel that would actually do pretty well.
Yeah.
Especially at nighttime because it's freezing.
That's true.
Huh. That's actually interesting.
Like, maybe we should invent that for next year. Yeah. So that was night one. My feet were in pain literally the whole weekend.
No. And I really don't blame you for like sprinting because one thing about Coachella is they're on time.
Yeah.
Literally. If somebody's going to start at 6, they will be starting at 6. And if they're done at 7, they will be off the stage by 7. If they have to cut out a song, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Like,
that's like the one thing, because it's like the curfew thing.
Bebe Rexha did go over by 4 minutes.
She did?
I was like, come on, girly. But I think it was worth it.
Yeah.
It was when she brought out...
David Guetta.
Yeah. What song was it again?
Isn't it I'm going to have the best night of my life?
Yes.
Yeah.
That one. So I was like, okay, well, that song stops. Mm-hmm. So
that was
worth it.
Yeah. So that was Friday. I then had to go to CVS the next morning. And I spent $50 worth on antibiotic cream and like this specific bandage wrap that my mom's friend told me to get. And I was like, oh, this is kind of expensive. And it just burned the entire time when I would put medicine on.
I mean, it has to. That means it's working.
Because you know me, I'm like, oh my God, it's gonna get infected and I'm gonna die.
Well, I think I would have been worried too because
it was really deep, like you saw it right now.
Well, yeah, considering like how deep it is, and also you're wearing your socks and shoes for so long when you're there, and like dust and things just get into it, and like it's hot, your feet are gonna be like a little bit sweaty.
Yeah.
So I would also be concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I brought flip-flops, but I'm like, I'm not going to wear flip-flops at the festival. What if someone steps on it?
What if somebody steps on it? It's so tender.
And it's, like, dusty. What if the dust gets in it?
All the girls know how tender your heel gets or your toe gets after you wear comfortable shoes and you get a little blister. Like, can you imagine?
Like a deep one?
Hers is deep. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like, I can't go to I can't go to spin until it heals because the shoes are going to hurt.
I get it.
Yeah. So that was my lesson. Would I probably wear uncomfortable shoes again for a picture? Yeah. Didn't say I learned from this lesson.
Last year, I only wore Doc Martens.
Oh, yeah.
The entire time. I know this is kind of a hot take, but my Doc Martens are extremely comfortable, but I only ever wear long socks with them. So I don't know if that's why, but I wore them 3 days in a row in Coachella and my feet were totally fine. I wear them to Disneyland. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I wore those 3 days in a row and it was like comfortable.
Yeah.
And like they didn't really fit the vibes of my outfit, mm-hmm. but most of the time I was like, just take it from like the knees up.
Yeah. You're like, just don't get the full fit.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Feet. Yeah. So.
And we were camping, so I don't know why I didn't.
That's true. Cause you could have just gone back.
Yeah. But that was my first time. I didn't really know what to expect.
Yeah, that's valid.
Now I will be doing what you're doing.
Yeah. I'm like, that's what the walker's for. Yeah. Just don't run in them.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, I took pics at the Airbnb in my brown boots because I couldn't even get my foot in. Like, it was painful.
It's so funny.
Like, I was like.
Those were so cute, too.
I don't think those would have hurt, my brown ones, because, like, I had space, like, in the back, but, like, the front, they weren't like too small or anything, so I got my usual size, but putting my foot in there was like the most painful thing I experienced.
And I feel like, I think out of all of your outfits, that's the one where it's like the shoes
made
the outfit.
Yeah,
it's so unfortunate. I mean, you got a picture, so that's fine, but like you didn't get the picture
there.
Yeah.
And that day Candace and I didn't leave till like almost 8 because there's no one we wanted to see. Like,
who was the headliner?
Tyler.
That was a slow day.
I swear we only saw like 3 people that day.
No, I know. I remember we were out all day on Saturday too, and it was like 5 p.m. I think, and we were like, oh, like, because that's usually when
everything starts. Yeah,
and it's like around like 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were like, oh shoot, who's playing? So then we looked up the lineup, and I was like, I don't think I actually care about it. Was there anybody?
I feel like I only remember watching Ice Spice and Tyler.
Oh, I think Ice Spice was the first person that I watched that day.
Yeah, because I'm like, it was so
Which slow. She did great. You want to talk about her performance?
Yes. Oh, wait. No Doubt.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. Oh, when Olivia came out.
Oh, my gosh. I like died. I was like, this makes up for my pain.
Oh, we watched the live stream for Jungle, and I didn't know who they were, but they just sounded cool, and they have a lot of songs on TikTok.
Oh, it's that Back on 74, like whatever trending viral one.
Oh my God, I love them. They're such a vibe. Huge fan now.
I didn't see Dom Dala because I stayed for Tyler, which was kind of a bummer, but whatever. Who else?
Yeah, there's nobody else that I know. Oh, did you see what happened with Grimes' set?
No, what happened?
Okay, that's Elon Musk's wife, ex-wife, in case anybody didn't know. So she kept messing up on her set, and
does she sing or does she?
I think she's like a DJ.
Oh, okay.
I didn't watch the live stream. I just saw something on TikTok. Like, I saw a really quick clip, but I don't know what exactly happened with her set. But I know it wasn't going right.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept like yelling into the microphone. She'd be like, ah. And she was like cussing, and she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, this is so frustrating.
Oh my gosh.
And she kept like just like cussing into the mic and like yelling. And then turned out she ended up posting about it on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And she was like, she was blaming it on somebody else.
Oh.
And was saying that it was her first time like outsourcing. I don't remember exactly what the term was, but she basically wasn't prepared. And some of the mixes that she made like got lost or something, and she wasn't happy with who she outsourced to help like organize her set and all that stuff and like put things together, and that a lot of things got lost in that process and things. And she's like, I'm so upset because I've been working on this for months.
Oh my God, her tweet was long.
Did you find it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she was like, I'm really upset, like now I know, because she was like, normally I'm the only one that touches these things, but like this time I decided to ask for help and outsource, and now I know like that only, you know, I can't really trust anybody else, and like it's just me.
Yeah.
That should be handling these things. And I have a bone to pick about that.
What? Speak your truth.
I know I'm not the only one, because I saw other people saying this on TikTok, mm-hmm. in the comments. But it's like, it's Coachella. And if yeah. you've been quote unquote preparing this for months, you didn't check anything.
Yeah.
It's Coachella.
No, literally.
And it's like, how are you going to blame somebody else when it's your set? And if you've been working on it for months, wouldn't you be way more prepared and like you really want to get it right, mm-hmm. if that's what you're saying? And yeah. so wouldn't you check like multiple times in mm-hmm. advance to make sure everything was to your liking, if you're this perfectionist that you say you are?
Yeah.
And so a lot of people on TikTok, which I had actually had the same thought before I read the comments, mm-hmm. where it just seemed like she was like just not taking responsibility. Yeah. It was just like, oh, like somebody else did it.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. Yeah. I would never do that. But it's like, but you did, because it's your name on it and it's your set, so you let that happen.
That's crazy.
Even if something else did get mixed up, like did this person do it last minute? And mm-hmm. if they did, isn't that your fault for hiring
them last minute or yeah. something? Yeah.
It just goes back to her at the end of the day, because it's like, it's your set mm-hmm. at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, girl.
Yeah.
I was like, well, you writing this essay of a tweet doesn't make you look better.
How'd she get that many characters on her tweet? I don't get that many.
Baby daddy,
that's so true. She got an exception. That's kind of messed up. That's wild. I didn't know that happened.
Yeah. Look it up on TikTok.
Oh my gosh. I was wondering why.
She's like all yelling into the
when microphone. Coachella posted their like weekend two like set times, people were commenting like, oh, Grimes comeback or something.
That's what she said. She said next weekend, like, it's going to be her comeback.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
I was like,
well, I was just there for Ice Spice. I did not see her. I know she was at the Sahara tent too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ice Spice. I wish I could shake my ass like that.
I wish I could too. Like,
she quite literally shakes it like jelly.
Genuinely.
Like, I'm like, how does it move like that? And like Travis and Taylor just watching her shake it like jelly like that on stage.
She's like, yeah, girl.
Oh my gosh. Guys, okay, when Ice Spice was performing and she was like, shout out Taylor Swift.
Oh my God.
I didn't think Taylor herself was in the crowd. I didn't think Taylor would ever go to Coachella.
Right?
TBH.
I was kind of surprised.
I feel like Travis, like, is expanding her, like, taste in the world or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, because she's, like, definitely out in the world mm-hmm. way more. Normally, yeah. she's very private.
Like, her at Coachella is something I would never
she
expect.
She looks so cute and casual.
Because she watched Dom Dala, too. I'm like, please.
Like, we all know this is Travis's, like, Spotify playlist.
Yeah, I'm like, this is... I know Taylor only watched Ice Spice because, like, they're friends.
Yeah.
But I'm like... her watching Dom Dala. And I'm like, no, she definitely watched Lana too, obviously.
Oh yeah. When she said shout out Taylor Swift, I thought it was just because, well, okay, I
explain
thought,
your perspective. Yeah,
okay, because I was at home and the only thing that I heard, I think it was like on my phone or something, so the only part that I heard blah 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 mm-hmm. Taylor Swift, and I said shut up, because
yeah.
I had texted Alexis about this earlier and I was like, make sure that you're at Ice Spice, because yeah. there is a rumor going around on Twitter or sorry on TikTok that Taylor Swift is going to perform with Ice Spice and they're gonna perform Karma.
Mm-hmm.
So like, move your little butt,
yeah,
and get Ice Spice, okay? And so when I heard that, I was like, oh my God.
You're like, it's happening.
The rumors were true.
You're like, Alexis is there.
So I literally opened up my phone and had our conversation ready to go, yeah. because I was going to be like, oh my God, I'm so happy that you're there. And then the song just started playing and immediately went to Ice Spice's
like part or whatever.
And I was like, okay.
You're like the letdown.
I took a deep breath after that. I was like, okay, so nothing
happened. Yeah. You're like, what the heck?
But I also didn't realize that Taylor was there. Mm-hmm. I feel like they should have panned to her on the live stream or something.
Oh my God, I would have lost it if they just panned to her like in the crowd. Yeah. Yeah.
I know, but yeah.
Yeah. And Sabrina and Barry were there yeah. with them. I was like, that's crazy. Them all watching Ice Spice.
I wanted to watch Ice Spice because it's like, it's Ice Spice, you know, and also because of the Taylor rumors, but like, yeah. I'm not a big Ice Spice.
You're not a munch.
Is that what they call them?
Yeah.
A munch? What does that mean?
Because I think she has a song called Munch. And so, like, they call themselves, like, Munch. Like, Munchcella.
So funny.
Like, little Munchkins.
I've never heard that. That's
little Munchkins. There's this friend that Melissa and I follow, and he was, like, something Munchalicious. You're like, this is Munchella.
Wait, I didn't know that.
They call themselves Munches.
Well, I think I only know, like, maybe four songs of hers.
I just know,
and
like,
it's just, like, the popular
the
ones.
Popular, like, TikTok
yeah.
ones.
Yeah, but I wanted to watch her because, like, again, Saturday was pretty boring anyway, so I was like,
yeah, she was only like
hyped. Yeah, she's the one yeah. that's like the most relevant for sure. Mm-hmm. And she seems like a fun person, so I was yeah like, she's probably gonna put on a good performance. And I was right.
Yeah,
some people are just like meant to perform.
Mm-hmm. She's one she of was them. Meant to perform.
She
yeah
did so good. And this is what I was talking about with like young Miko earlier. She was singing / rapping the entire time.
Yeah.
She did not have.
She didn't miss a beat.
No. Yeah. No, literally mm-hmm. not one. I didn't know how she was breathing, TBH.
She must be really fit to be able to do that. Like
her lung
stamina.
Strength,
yeah.
Insane. And she she had a backtrack, but mm-hmm. like it was low.
Yeah.
You could hardly hear it. Mm-hmm. And like her vocals were loud. You could hear yeah. her like yelling.
Mic was on.
The mic, the mic was on. And she, the whole production of everything.
It was only like 30 minutes.
Oh my God. It was I was shocked. I was mm-hmm. like, oh my God. And she was so cute because she kept like laughing and having fun with her dancers.
Yeah.
And I was like, she's having the time of her life. And that's what I meant about Young Miko earlier. Like, mm-hmm. I just want to see them like having, I think because me and you, we like productions and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like performances,
I want
so.
A set design. Like I, Lana's yeah. set design was so pretty.
I want a show. I want to be entertained. Mm-hmm. And this was that.
Yeah.
Like it was so good.
Everyone was having so much fun too.
Yeah, and it was in the dome. What is it called? The
Sahara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's like kind of indoors. It's like half indoors, half outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And like it was packed.
It was really packed.
It was packed in there. Crazy.
They were even selling Ice Spice flags.
I saw.
This is kind of expensive.
I kind of wanted one.
I could get this cheaper on Redbubble or whatever. It was like $50.
She had a really good set.
Yeah.
Also, it's so fun hearing everybody like from being on my couch and all that. It's so yeah. fun like hearing everybody scream out the lyrics.
No,
like,
literally.
You ain't even the you ain't even the fart. Or you think you the you ain't even
the fart.
Yeah. I was like from over here, I was like, oh yeah, girl.
You're like, go off. No, her set was so good. I had so much fun.
Job.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
When she sang Boy's a Liar or whatever.
Oh my God.
That was good.
I didn't know she sang that song.
I always forgot that she was like a feature on it or like so mm-hmm. I think Pink Panthers or whoever is like the other person singing on it.
Yeah, well, because on TikTok it was like always a sped up version.
Yeah,
so it's like I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That is. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I think that's like TBH the only person I saw that day besides Tyler.
That was No Doubt, right?
Oh yeah, No Doubt. Oh my God. Ugh. I saw this influencer that I've been watching. Her name's Caitlin Ray, and I swear I see her every Coachella. And so it's so funny because I think she remembers me because she follows
wait,
me.
She's like, wait.
She follows me on Twitter because I met her the year we went to Revolve.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, yeah, I was with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you were in the car and, like, I saw her and I took a picture on her phone and she DM'd it to me on Twitter.
In the car? In the parking lot?
Yeah. But oh, I see her, doing? Like.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do remember.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, bye.
No, literally. And so I see her every Coachella and I'm like, this is so funny because, like, out of 100,000 people being here, I like somehow run into you.
Yeah.
And so on Saturday when we were waiting for Tyler, I went to go get a churro.
Are they good? I saw a lot of people eating them on TikTok.
It just like filled my void of like being
wasn't giving Disney churros
like starvation. I was just like hungry.
I don't remember seeing those when we went. That's why I was like, is it a thing?
Yeah, I mean they were $9 for like stale bread.
You're lying.
And oh my God, I got a churro on Sunday too and it like barely had cinnamon sugar on it.
It was just like the dough.
Yeah, I was like,
even
ew.
Disney's are like $5.
Yeah.
And Disney's greedy.
Yeah, Disney's way better. But anyways, so let's go get a churro. And I turn around and I hear her voice and I was like, this
Caitlin?
Girl. Yeah. I was like, I know it's her from her voice. And so I go up to her and she's like, oh my God, hi.
She's like, wait. And
I was like, oh my God, hey. And I was like, how do I manage to see you every year I come here? And then we were like,
you guys should be friends.
Honestly, I'm like, she retweets some of my tweets on Twitter. I'm like, I know you think I'm funny. And we were just like talking in a Revolve Fest. Because
I need to unpack that.
Like, I heard nothing about it.
Okay, we'll go after.
Yeah, we'll go after. But anyway, she was like, oh my God, like, did he go this year? And I was like, no. And then she was like, I haven't gone back since, like, we went last time, like, when I first met you, which was, like, 2 years ago, I think.
Yes, 2022. Yeah.
And she was like, I don't plan on going back. She was just, like, such a shit show. And I was like, no, it was.
That year we went was a disaster. There was zero food and we were starming. And
zero
it was
water.
100 degrees. There was literally really nothing besides 818 tequila.
Yeah. And I'm like, you're telling me you're keeping people hydrated by tequila alcohol?
And there was no, like, fans. There was no misters. Mm-hmm. There was literally nowhere to go inside.
Barely any shade.
No, and I told Alexis, I was like, I'm gonna have a panic attack in about 10 minutes. So we had to go sit in the shade before I was like, I'm gonna die of heat stroke.
No, literally.
It was bad.
And so I was telling her about, like, that year that, like, we went, and I was like, like, because I think we went the second day, which is when I saw her. And then I was telling her, I was like, oh, the day before I was working it, and they ran out of food by, like, 10 a.m.
We went Sunday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I worked Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh my God, that's crazy. Like, it was such a disaster. Like, I literally haven't gone back since.
That would have been my, like, that would have been, like, for sure.
No, literally. And I was like, that's so valid. And anyway, so we were just talking for a little bit. And I was like, oh my God, well, I'm so glad I saw you. I was like, maybe I'll see you next year. And she was like, honestly, probably. And she's like,
same time next year?
She's like, I don't know how we managed, like, run into each other every year.
That's cute, though, that she remembers you. That's nice. Yeah,
it makes me feel special. I was like, thanks, queen.
Yeah.
But she was like, oh, yeah, if you see me, like, I'm coming back for Tyler. I think she went to Sahara for a little bit. Mm. But she was like, come find me if you see me.
How sweet.
And I was like, we'll do. But yeah, Revolve, I heard no one, I didn't even know they had it until I went on Instagram and, like, I saw also, something about it.
Well, I also didn't see anything about it really besides, like, the huge people, the huge like OG influencers that basically make Revolve Fest.
Yeah.
But even Olivia Coppo, she only went one day.
See, I didn't even, like, see. Yeah.
She only went for, like, I think an hour just to, like, take some pics and then left.
Probably just for, like, promotion.
Which is so interesting because normally they're there. Like, when we went, we saw Olivia Coppo for, she was there for a long time.
She was, yeah.
But no, like, everybody I saw.
I saw everyone at the Celsius and I had FOMO because that one looked fun.
So many people were at the Celsius event, which that one looked way bigger and more successful than Revolve Fest this year.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even think at Revolve Fest they had the swings.
I don't think they did either. And I think I only found out that there was a Revolve Fest because did you see Hailey Bieber's Road photo booth? Like,
no.
She had a photo booth and, like, you, it was so cute. Her marketing's so good. And you stick, like, a little coin in that said Road and it pops out a lip tint.
Shut up.
But it's also a photo booth and they were free. I was like, I would have went to Revolve for that.
Oh my God, free lip tint.
Yeah, because I was trying to figure it out and I was like, this has to be in VIP or something. Like, it's just not out in the open. And then I later figured out it was at the Revolve Festival, and that's the only reason why I found out they had one, because one was talking about it.
No, I was telling Kali too, like, normally my feed is just
all Revolve.
Yeah, with people at Revolve Festival. Also, I saw a lot of people posting about Neon Carnival.
Oh, what is that? I think it's one of their, like, bigger parties.
Who? Revolve?
I forgot who. No, it's not by Revolve.
Oh, okay.
Someone else puts on Neon Carnival. I forgot who it is, but
I swear I've never even heard of that.
They have it every year, I think.
Oh. Yeah, somebody that I follow and am friends with, she was, like, my first year at Neon Carnival. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why have I never heard of this?
I feel like that and the Celsius one were, like, the two biggest ones.
I wonder why, like, if people just didn't choose to go to Revolve.
Yeah.
And because the Celsius event was on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And Revolve is Saturday and Sunday always. So it's, like, weird. Because a lot of these influencers have full-time jobs, too. So I'm like,
I literally, like,
it's weird.
I don't even think I saw a Revolve Festival picture on my feed.
I only saw this one girl who's, like, one of the OGs. Her name's Camila
Colejo
something. Yeah.
Huh.
She's literally the only person that I saw. And then Olivia Coppo was there, like I said, for, like, 30 minutes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then left.
I feel like they're
and
in, like,
and she literally posted that she was only there for, like, a short amount hour. Of time. Yeah.
I think they're in their, like, downfall era. They just haven't been, like, doing good. Or, like, I don't know, they need to better organize their festivals.
No, I feel like normally I see what the venue looks like.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So I'm like, well, I guess the Celsius one was the one to be at this year.
When T-Pain was there, my God. He put on the show.
Literally with his dance moves?
Yeah.
I saw it on TikTok today.
Oh my gosh. No, that one looked like a lot of fun.
I'm like, how do I get invited to that one next year?
That one was giving, like, old Revolve Fest.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So That was that. Mm-hmm. Like, what else did I do Saturday? Like, what else happened? I feel like so much happened. Oh, well, not Saturday, but Friday. I was taking a piss in the porta potty. Mm-hmm. And some guy opened the door on me when I was mid-piss. Squatting. Because Melissa and I both went in because it was dark.
God, it's so crusty.
And we didn't get, like, a too bad of a one smell-wise. It was still crusty regardless, but... Mm. I've been in worse, like, last year. And
last year's were really crusty, huh?
They were so bad. I was like...
The ones by the campsite? What the hell?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. I, like, wanted to cry every time I went in. I'd rather have peed in the grass.
No, I remember every night at the end of Coachella, I would go to the indoor... Or, like, the bathroom that's in the festival. That's
like, the actual bathrooms?
The one that was way in the back.
Yeah.
And they were empty. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, an actual toilet. And I was like, yay!
So you're like, I could kind of sit.
Yeah, every night before we would leave, I would go.
To make sure.
And that's where I'd be like, this is where I'm going to hold it.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I can.
Yeah.
Without getting a UTI.
No, literally. But, yeah, so that happened. And I was like, oh, not someone opening the potty so porta potty door when I was mid-piss. so that was fun.
You got a show.
Yeah, I was like, this is great. And then, yeah, so that was Friday and Saturday. I don't think anything else happened Saturday, really. Nothing crazy.
I was literally saying that it seemed like a slow day for the festival.
It was. I think that's when I got merch, too, because I was like, well, what else am I going to do?
Yeah.
I got Sabrina merch only, which, are we surprised? No.
Valid.
Yeah. I wanted the Mad Happy Coachella hoodie, but it was $160. Because it was basically
the nerve.
Like, it was literally like a regular Coachella hoodie with like the lineup on the back, but it was by Mad Happy. And so it was like cute little like pastel-y colors. $160.
That's crazy.
And I was like, no thanks. So I just got a Sabrina hoodie and hat, which was probably less than $160.
The hat.
The hat says dipshit on it and glitter.
It's bedazzled, right?
Yeah. I can't wait to wear it.
She's so funny. I love the vibe.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, Saturday was slow. I think... I don't even know what we did when we got back to the Airbnb. We would always just, like, talk and, like, cook.
Debrief.
Yeah, debrief the nights. And then Sunday, I think we all woke up, like, kind of late. Because I feel like everyone's tired by that point and has, like, the Coachella cough. And just,
this
like...
was Doja Cat's day, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No one's just, like, thriving on Sunday, I feel like.
When we went.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I was so over it.
I was in the worst mood Sunday because, like...
Who even was Sunday? Oh, stupid Frank Ocean.
Oh my God.
The trauma of like just you like guys don't understand. What a waste of time that was.
You had to be there. You really had to be there. Understand the frustration. Let's unpack really quick.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you're camping, it's a lot. And that was mine and yours first time camping like ever in our lives.
Mind you, I slept on the grass.
Yeah, you had a rough sleeping situation. Mm-hmm. They had a tent.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of the night kept like almost flying away.
Yeah, I literally thought I was gonna wake up and just like be collapsed with the tent.
No, and also like at night you're in the desert, it's freezing and it's so ridiculously windy at night.
Yeah,
there. So it's like I felt so bad. I wish I had room for you in my car.
I was about to just go sit in your passenger seat.
It was like, oh my God, I felt terrible. But just like you're dirty.
Yeah.
You're camping. And I feel like because you do it for what? Four nights? Because you do it Thursday night,
Thursday,
Friday night, Saturday night,
Sunday night.
So you're doing four nights in total of camping. And it's like we're city girls. Okay.
Yeah.
We're not used to this.
No.
And we like to be clean.
Mm-hmm.
And by Saturday, to be honest, I was over it.
I was too.
But I was like, okay, one more day. But Sunday, I remember I was cranky.
I think we were like, both cranky because I went over to you. We were both just like grouchy.
I was like, what do you want?
And I was like, you want to brush your teeth together? You're like, sure.
I remember. Yeah, I remember it was like 7 a.m. and I texted you. Mm-hmm. I was like, are you awake?
Oh, yeah, because we went to go shower together.
Yeah, I was like, are you awake? And you're like, yes. And I was like, do you want to, like, can we get out of here? And so we went to the bathroom together and I was like, Alexis, I hate my life.
No, literally. Like, we didn't want to pee.
No, it was just. You don't get it unless so you've done it. It's crusty. It's hot. Mm-hmm. You wake up early because the sun
comes up
early, yeah, and that's when people around you start making noise. Like, they're pretty respectful, I would say, mm-hmm, about noise, but like,
yeah,
if you're a light sleeper like I am, you just wake up at anything. Like, mm-hmm, if your neighbor closes their car door, starts moving around, like, you wake up.
Yeah, that's how I am.
Yeah. And so I was just like, and also there was always a long line to use the showers. Mm-hmm. I had my own shower that I, like a portable shower in like a little private tent thing that I brought.
Yeah.
But the water gets like cold and it's like a whole thing. And I did prefer using the actual showers.
Yeah.
Over that. So anyway, I was like, do you want to just go? Like, it's early. We'll go before
the crowd. Which we did. A line. Yeah.
Yeah. We walked right in. Mm-hmm. And I was like, maybe we can just go back to sleep after. No. I didn't. But it was just like the vibes were low that day. Okay.
It was. Yeah.
But we stayed because it was Frank Ocean. Mm-hmm. And it's like, were you a big fan of Frank Ocean, like in middle school or anything?
No, but I was just going.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like a huge Channel Orange fan, mm-hmm, which is like, his last album? No, he had another album, Pink and White. But yeah. I was a huge Channel Orange fan. And I also like Pink and White, but like 2012 was like
his peak.
Yeah, his peak. And that's when he was in that group with Tyler, the Creator, the like OFGWTA or something like that.
I'm also looking up who else performed that day because I was like, was I really just here?
Odd Future.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's some, it was like, it's also an acronym, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Odd Future.
Oh, I remember now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so there was like a ton of people on it. And that's when I listened to Tyler, the Creator, and also Frank Ocean was in there. So I was like so excited. And because if you know anything about Frank Ocean, he's like so private and basically MIA from the world.
Yeah.
So it was so shocking that they even got him to headline. Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy. And probably the worst day of my life.
No, guys. It was just such a waste of time.
It was such a slap in the face because, like I said, the vibes were low. And he was set to perform at 10:20. The headliner, or like 10 something.
Yeah.
The headliners always perform earlier on Sundays because of the curfew. Mm-hmm. It's different than Friday and Saturday. And when did he go on? 11:30?
It was like almost midnight and I was like, it's almost curfew. Like, is he going to perform for 20 minutes?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He did. That's right. Because we were like, he doesn't even have time to perform.
Yeah.
And if he does, he had to pay like
a lot
of money.
I just remember there was drama because he like had people melt that ice rink because he didn't want it anymore.
Apparently.
Yeah. And he was just allegedly backstage.
I think that's a lie personally.
Like,
I don't know. But like, okay. So when you're there, you're waiting and waiting, and we're so close to leaving many, many, many times. Okay?
Yeah, because I was like, he's not coming out.
Because I was like, should we just go home?
Yeah.
Because it was the last night, literally the last performance of the night. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, we could just leave.
Yeah.
And drive back to San Diego if we wanted to, because there's no point. Mm-hmm. And it was taking forever. And it was a regular hour. So it's like, we could leave.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was like over an hour after he was set to start. Mm-hmm. Something started happening.
We like heard something. We're like, okay, he's coming.
Yeah, like lights started going off and there was like something happening, right? Mm-hmm. As in like dancers started coming out.
Yeah.
Like, it was so stupid, I swear. This is how it was for maybe 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Is that he would, I don't even think for a long time he actually came out on the stage or something, but something would happen on the stage where you'd be like, is he finally coming out?
Yeah.
And then he would be gone for like 10 minutes.
No, literally, I swear.
With nothing, no music, nothing.
And then it was like he was backstage and they had it on the screen that he was backstage. I'm like, what the hell is he doing?
Or there was a lot of times where he was literally just sitting. Just sitting. It was insane. And I was watching Renee Rapp, her live stream.
Oh my God, you were watching her live?
Yeah. And when she brought out Kesha.
Oh my God, that was iconic. Yeah. We'll get to that in a second. Yeah,
when I was watching Renee Rapp's live stream, she was talking about that it was like her first Coachella, like performing. And yeah, that last year she went and she saw Frank Ocean and I was so ready because she's such like an honest queen. Like, yeah, she's
I was ready for her to like
to bash drag on him.
Yeah.
She was like, best night of my life, best performance. I was like, what?
I was.
Were we at the same performance?
I literally was in the crowd. I was like, she can't be for real right now.
No. And then it's so weird because somebody else that we had went to Coachella with, she was like at the very front. She had camped out for Frank Ocean all day. And afterwards, she was like, that was the best night of my life. And I was like,
did we watch the same thing?
We were so like, nothing happened.
You and I were so cranky in the back because like as the longer he kept like procrastinating. Yeah, it was cold that night.
Yeah, because he would like sing a part of his song for less than a minute. Yeah. And then just literally just stopped singing.
I'm like, huh?
And then he didn't even let Coachella live stream his performance.
Oh, yeah. Everyone was so pissed about that.
Yeah. And so then we Googled it because we're like, is this a joke?
Yeah.
Because Coachella is so expensive. And we did not get one of them, like literally the third headliner.
Yeah.
So it's like, are you kidding? And so we Googled it. And then apparently there was like a whole setup with like an ice rink.
Yeah.
And like the dancers are going to be ice skating, whatever. And like, I think like the day before or something dramatic, he was like, I don't want to do that anymore.
He's like, melt it or else I'm not performing.
Yeah. Like, and then he also told Coachella, like, you can't live stream a performance or else I'm not going to be there. It's like,
are you like for
real? Someone's being very
diva-like
for somebody who's been MIA. Like, and then he didn't come back for weekend two, and I wonder why.
Yeah, because it was like Fred again and something else. Yeah, right? Yeah.
So he was not welcome back. I don't. And then he ended up saying that like what he broke his leg or something. And I was like, so you can't sing.
You like, so you can't sit on a chair and sing.
And also, didn't he say that he broke it like
weeks ago? It was like
months.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to hear it.
No.
Also, say no then. Say no in advance.
I think that was why I was so irritated, because people were like, oh, like, well, blah, blah, blah. Like, he broke his leg. I'm like, if he wasn't ready to come back and perform, then don't agree to something you're not going to commit to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, not to be insensitive if that were true, which personally, I think that was a lie.
Yeah, me too.
But because I saw him. Saw him right there. He looked fine to me.
Yeah.
But not to be insensitive, because it's like very, that could be true. But it's like, if this happened so long ago, why weren't you prepared?
Yeah.
It just seems so irresponsible. Like, if Kim Kardashian were a singer, she would not let that slide. Because that girl shows up.
She would have been there.
She works hard. So I'm like, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. I think I was just irritated with that. Because I'm like, if you don't want to do it, then why'd you say yes?
And it would have been so iconic if it was such a good performance. Because it's Frank Ocean.
Ugh. Because I remember half the time he was just playing his backtrack. I'm like, is he even singing?
And he was like playing the piano a lot. Like, it was a lot of instrumental stuff happening. No singing.
Yeah.
Like basically none.
Yeah.
It was terrible. Like, truly terrible.
That was like my 13th reason. Because I was like, I want to go home at this point.
No,
like, I was so over it.
I was like, I'm getting punked. Like, this is,
you're like, is this a joke?
Is this real life?
You're like, am I here?
No, I know. And so, like, I was telling Alexis the other day, because, like, okay, so that was our first time camping ever in our life. That was my first time at Coachella. That was your first time camping at Coachella. And I was saying, because of like how draining camping is, that is like, I don't think I would ever buy a Coachella ticket unless I knew who the lineup was. Like, I wouldn't buy pre-sale when you don't know who it is.
Yeah.
Because I would only ever camp. And the reason for that is, as we know, as I've established, I have terrible anxiety.
Yeah.
And I need to have, like, my stuff with me very easily accessible. Like, even when we travel, I hate not having... I want to pick up my house and bring it with me.
Yeah.
Around the world. Like, it just... It freaks me out just not having, like, my comfort and things. And not having anywhere to, like, go lay down if I need to. Like, go breathe and decompress if I need to. So I liked camping because it's, like, a 10-minute walk to your car. And then, I just, like, it has to be people really worth it for me to go.
Yeah.
And you were saying you're never camping ever again.
No, that was too crusty.
It is crusty.
I don't even think if, like, for some reason Selena was a headliner one day. Like, I don't even think I'd camp for her.
Yeah. I mean, it's valid. It is really crusty.
It's like gross, but I think
I'm as bad as I thought it was going to be too, though. I thought I was going to feel way crustier. It is crusty, but not as crusty as I think I thought.
I felt crusty. No, but also I think because like my tent was hot and I didn't have a bed, or like I slept on like on the sleeping bag, but it was basically the grass.
I was going to say it probably helps that I slept in the car on we had our Jeep. We had an air mattress that like fits the exact shape of the shape of the Jeep, and we had like our sheets and different experience. And sleeping helps.
Your friend was snoring.
Oh my god, I know.
Loud.
I didn't
next
even hear, but I heard people talking about it.
Yeah,
I heard he snores very loud,
so like that woke me up.
I know. And I had an eye mask with me, and that helped a ton.
I know. Now see, now I have an eye mask, which I brought with me even though I was sleeping
just in case
Airbnb. But I was like, wow, this would have been nice to have like last year.
Yeah, because, okay, when me and Alexis were talking about this the other day, she was saying, like, oh, you know, like, that's what the lockers are for. But me, like, I need to be able to, like, go back and change and stuff if I need to. And then mm-hmm. also I really liked being able to just, like, oh, I want to go see this person at 4:00 and then yeah. I don't have anything to do until 8:00. Mm-hmm. So then I would, like, go back and just kind of, like,
chill. That was nice.
And
yeah.
then we would go early, get our pictures and be like, hey, I don't really care what I look like for the rest of the day.
That's true. Yeah.
So it was nice to just be able to, like, walk back and forth mm-hmm. versus, like, I feel like I would feel trapped being there all day. Like, I can't leave. I need to be able to, like, yeah. leave if at any time. Like, if I go anywhere, this is, like, a daily thing that I deal mm-hmm. with, too. If I go anywhere with friends, like, I need to bring my own car.
Yeah.
I don't like being in somebody else's car because I need to be able to leave.
That's how I feel when I go out. If it's, like, not people I'm comfortable with. Because yeah. then I'm, like, how am I getting home?
And, like, seriously, yeah. unless it's you, Jackie, mm-hmm. or Kali,
yeah.
that's, like, there with me, mm-hmm. I don't feel comfortable. Because yeah. I feel like you guys, I can tell you guys anything.
Yeah.
If I'm, like, not feeling well, if mm-hmm. I'm having anxiety, I need to leave. Like, if yeah. I'm getting claustrophobic, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you guys won't make me feel bad.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't have that with everybody, obviously. So mm-hmm. it's, like, I need to take control.
Yeah. I know. That's why I was, like, when we saw J Balvin. Because I saw J Balvin Sunday, right? I think it was Sunday.
Yeah, he was Sunday. Which he brought out Will Smith. Weird.
Yeah. But when it was so tight in there, and I was like, okay, I know if I need to, like, leave, I could tell Melissa, and, like, she would exactly. be understanding about it. But because it was getting, like, really tight, and, like, I had a sweater on because it was cold. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I hope I don't feel, like, the urge to, like, pass out or, like, feel nauseous.
I get some that girl, way, too.
Some girl passed out in front of us. And they had to, like, carry her over, like, the barricade thing. Before he even, like, came on. And I was like,
I wonder why.
Probably just from, like, the heat, or, like, not really even the heat, maybe just, like, the
I was gonna say maybe being dehydrated
and, like, all the people, because it was, like, so tight.
He's a, like, really good performer.
I could barely move.
Yeah, I felt that way last year at Bad Bunny. It was like
yeah, his was tight, it too was
insane. I couldn't yeah. even see him. I was staring at the screen and I was pretty close.
Yeah,
I couldn't see the stage, like, mm-hmm. it was crazy. There was no room to move, nothing.
Yeah, his was tight too.
Yeah,
Harry's was tight too. Oh my god, I wanted to, like,
it's valid.
Throw myself over the barricade.
Yeah. I know. One. I feel like for those where it's that packed, I feel like it's better to, unless you're in the very front, just go to the back. Because mm-hmm. you can't even see anything.
Yeah.
And you can't move.
Because when I saw Peso Pluma, I was, like, surprisingly fine. And we were, yeah. like, almost front.
Row. Yeah, you were close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, like, as tight, like, at all compared to J Balvin. Because I was like, this is giving me slight anxiety.
Who was your favorite person that you saw?
I told my mom, I was like, probably Sabrina, then then Peso Pluma, because I really, he's his production, performer. And, like, I've never seen him live.
I his really dancers and everything, amazing.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah,
I was, like, actually really impressed with that. So I would say those two, and then why am I blanking on everyone that I saw? I'm like, who else did I see?
You went to DJ Snake by yourself.
I did. That was kind of terrifying. And then you're like, he's bringing out Peso Pluma. And I was like, I'm already walking away.
Oh, yeah. And I also was so
like,
convinced.
Trying to run back.
I was like, turn around.
Yeah.
I also thought he was going to bring out Justin Bieber. And I was like, wait, don't yeah, move. You're like, but then I was like, wait, you can go.
Yeah. I was like sprinting back. Luckily, I wasn't too far. I was like, not even that like yeah. far of a walk. But I was like, oh, my God. Because like I was there for a few minutes and I was like, okay, like, because I'm vibing by myself.
There wasn't really anybody else to watch at that time.
Because I got there when you were watching it and that lady was singing and she was like, not great.
That was so funny.
Yeah. I was
like, who is this?
I got like the end of it and I was like, oh, who is this?
Yeah, no.
I was like, what the heck? But yeah, I would say Sabrina, Peso Pluma. Oh, Renee Rapp. Duh.
Oh, duh.
Those are like my top three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you had a good weekend.
Yeah.
Better than last year.
Honestly, yeah. That's I really good. Love Bad Bunny, and I enjoyed his performance last year, but I feel like last year is, like, he's the reason why I went. Because I'm like, who else?
Not Frank Ocean. It was Blackpink.
Oh. I don't really...
Which we didn't watch.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know them.
Calvin
like
Harris was my favorite last year. I had the best time at Calvin Harris.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Becky G.
Oh, duh.
I liked hers. Oh, Rosalia.
Mm-hmm. Duh.
Who else is there? Oh, I saw Labyrinth last year. That was good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Justin Bieber also went out last year. Kid Laroi or...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think I got the end of that. Yeah. It was fun.
Good.
I will...
Official rating out of 10?
I'd honestly give it a 10 out of 10. Nice. Like, the vibes were good.
That's high.
Minus my feet. That's like, okay. If we take my feet out of it.
No, you won't remember that.
Yeah. It was like, they'll heal.
Yeah. It's
like,
fine.
Almost there.
We'll get them next year.
Yeah. Safe to say I probably will be going again next year. I feel like it's a yearly tradition for me.
Yeah.
Considering I've been going since I was like 18. Oh, I saw a few influencers and celebrities.
Who?
James Charles.
You saw him?
I feel like I always see
him
too.
He's really nice.
He is. He was in like the VIP, but so I didn't like stop to say hi, but I saw him like walking. So I was like, I know that face anywhere.
Oh, and that voice.
Yeah.
I met him with Jackie when we were living in LA, and he was really nice. Like, yeah. I feel like maybe not everybody would think that.
Mm-hmm.
He
seems nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw him. Jaden Smith.
Ooh.
I saw Scott Disick.
I don't know if
I
told you.
I didn't tell you that, huh?
You saw the
Lord?
Oh
my God. I haven't. He looks so scary. I was going to go up to him because, like, he just looked very intimidating.
Oh.
Because I kind of wanted to go up and get a pic, but I was scared to ask.
Very nice.
And he was only with girls.
Is he single?
Yeah, I'm assuming yes. He was with three other girls that looked like models. Like probably.
Ugh.
But.
Giving Leo DiCaprio.
Because. I was watching Bebe Rexha's set, and like, we were sitting by like the VIP artist entrance just to like people watch.
So smart,
right?
Why did we do that?
I don't know, but I was having the best time.
Our whole friendship is like talking about celebrities.
No, literally. Okay, watch. And the blue hat.
Oh my God, I love the outfit.
Right,
King. I'm surprised he doesn't have security.
He was just walking, and then he walked into VIP.
Is he wearing Talentless?
I think so. TBH.
Of course, he's with a bunch of young girls. Where are your children?
I know. I was like, oh. Because I was like sitting there.
I don't think he'd be nice.
No. And then I saw him and I was like, that kind of looks like Scott. And then I remember that he like lost weight. And I was like, oh my God, that is him.
I really don't know if I'd be able to recognize him because he looks so like.
I'm surprised I did. I was just sitting there and I was like, wait,
that's
like
Scott. Looks like a regular man. Yeah. Especially with sunglasses. Mm-hmm. Like.
But I think I was scared to ask for a pic.
Yeah, I would be too.
So I saw him, James. I saw Austin McBroom. He's so funny.
What was he doing?
Candace and I wanted to meet him so bad, and we only got to like see him. Like, we said like hi to him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because he was walking in VIP, and we were sitting like by VIP, and so.
Is this all within the same time when you're people watching? That's so fun.
It was literally James, and then it was Jaden, and then it was Scott. And then it was Austin McBroom. And we were like, because we just think his stupid, like, skits are funny.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. And so we were like, Austin, we love you. And he just, like, waved at us and smiled. But me and Candace were like, we wanted a pic.
Like, you're like, wait, come over.
Yeah. And we were trying to call him to come over to at least,
that
like,
so funny.
Walk out of VIP and, like, come take a pic with us. But I swear, I saw, like, the most, like, random people this year.
Kylie and I are obsessed with his TikToks.
No, that's why. He's, like, we think it's so funny.
I know he's not a good person.
Yeah.
But.
I'm like, don't come for me, but we really
but
wanted to pick.
He is hilarious.
He is. So. Oh, and then I saw Trinity, which I told you about.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's,
I saw.
Our favorite
influencer.
Podcast.
Yeah. Podcast, Wellness Cafe.
The Wellness Cafe.
And then.
Another inspo for us.
I saw this actress from a show I really liked, and I was so mad. And I asked her for a pic. I don't know if you ever watched The Buccaneers on Apple TV. It's kind of like Bridgerton, but like I think it's better than Bridgerton, in my opinion. And I was like, I don't know if that's her. And then lo and behold, I go on Instagram the next day. She's wearing the same thing. And I was like, damn it. But yeah, so I saw those people. I think that's it.
I saw Sierra Ramirez was there.
Oh, she got her phone pickpocketed? Yeah.
No.
Someone stole her phone.
I saw somebody else talk about, oh, Trinity. She was talking about how her boyfriend, Brody,
yeah,
his phone also got stolen. And I was like, Coachella is supposed to be a safe space where people don't steal things.
Yeah, what the heck? I did lose my sunglasses, and thankfully that's the only thing that fell out of my fanny pack.
I also lost my sunglasses last year, but they were like Amazon ones.
I was going to say mine were cheapy ones. Yeah. But I was like, thank God my wallet didn't fall out because I didn't realize my fanny pack was open. I was like, huh?
Oops.
Yeah.
Somebody got lucky.
With the red sunnies.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that was my Coachella experience.
This feels like it was very long.
Yeah.
How long?
We're at, like, an hour and 12.
Well.
Hope you enjoyed.
I feel like I like listening to these episodes a lot, too.
So it's, like, the inside scoop of, like, things people don't really talk about.
Things that they're not showing.
Yeah.
On social media about how Coachella really is.
Like, you wouldn't have known my feet were bleeding in those pics.
Nope.
No.
You would have been like, she ate.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
But really,
I was in pain right after that. Oh my gosh. You wouldn't have never known that I wore those brown boots for the pic.
You also would have never known that she planned most of those outfits like that week.
Yeah, that's true. I have so much returns to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She had like a bunch of stuff planned. She had a whole slideshow prepared for me.
And I don't think I wore any of them.
You didn't?
No.
No.
I didn't wear.
Everything that you showed me was like, you showed me like a month before Coachella. Yeah. You were ready.
I was like ordering stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nothing ended up working. And then by that point, it was too late.
Yeah.
So you had to go in person.
I was hustling, you guys.
She worked hard.
Yeah. How am I going to top it next year? I don't know.
Yeah.
Depending on who's on the lineup, I guess.
It's hard to plan your outfits in advance when people put out their festival outfits like in February.
Yeah. So it's like I'm hustling to order.
Or not even February, actually. Like March. More yeah. Like, and so it's like, you don't have that much time to plan.
No.
Unless you're a fashion designer, you can make your own clothes, but not us.
Nope.
Whatever.
Okay. Well.
You look great.
Thanks. I had fun. 10 out of 10. Would do it again. Probably will.
We'll see if I go next year.
Depending on who's on it.
Gali said he's for sure going. So him and his friends, they camp all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So every year they go. But last year was my first time going. So I don't know. I had a little bit of FOMO this year, but like I said, camping is just a lot.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we will see.
Depends on who's on it.
Yeah. It would be like the Beyond the Filter pod takes Coachella.
Please. We're like, okay, we're like, let's bring our tripod. Yeah. Oh my god, at the campsite with the mics.
Oh my god.
You just hear like the rowdiness of people around us. Like,
people are playing beer pong. No, behind literally. Us, like, shh, settle down. We're recording.
No, literally. We're like recapping each day. That's so funny.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, hope this was entertaining. This is coming out
next week.
Is it after weekend two?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Oh yeah,
after
perfect
two, so
yeah,
perfect to end the Coachella season for 2024.
That's so true.
Okay.
Well, I guess we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.